T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great Michael Irvin will join us in a couple of minutes. Odell Beckham Jr. was celebrating with LSU when they won the national title. And the thing that got a lot of attention is it looked like he was handing out money. So, of course, that's a rules violation. You can't be giving money to college athletes.
What if the guy just is that's it?
Nah, at that point,
what if he adds Joe Burrow, who's done anyway?
Right.
Does it really matter?
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I guess with him, it doesn't matter. But here's the other thing that does look bad, because I just watched the video. So apparently, you know, a lot of LSU players were smoking cigars, including Joe Burrow.
Including him, right.
And there was a police officer that threatened to arrest those who would not put out the cigars. You see the officers in the locker room, guys are smoking the cigars, and he's going around saying, hey, you got to put the cigar out. We're going to have to arrest you. Which I would think for an LSU title celebration,
you would think so.
Okay. Odell Beckham Jr. is standing behind the police officer. And then after he's done telling the guys, hey, take out the cigar, Odell smacks him in the rear end and then looks like he got in the face of the officer. It's a weird, weird video. It's strange. But
he's a strange dude, Beckham.
What it really comes down to is that Odell is amazing at just being involved in these things when he shouldn't be involved. I get it. He was there with LSU.
He shouldn't be involved.
He shouldn't be throwing out money where everybody sees it and the NCAA's got to investigate. And he certainly, as much as the officer probably shouldn't be telling people to take the cigars out, I don't think Odell Beckham smacking this person on the rear end and then it appears kind of jawing a little bit, I don't think he should be doing that either.
Yeah.
And it's this incredible ability Odell has to just be involved.
He does. He does. Yeah, look, I mean, Odell, there's too many times. He's not a bad guy. But the visual, he does these visuals that really he shouldn't be doing. And
yes.
They just don't look good.
He does
a lot of things that just don't look good.
Yeah, and
that's really the bottom line.
I think Giant fans can laugh about it and say, who cares? I think if I'm a Brown fan, I just can't stand them right now.
No, I'm thinking
the only time I want to see you during a championship celebration is when you win a championship.
Right.
Amazing.
I think Michael's with us. You there, Michael? I think he is. And the great Michael.
Oh yeah, I'm here.
The great Michael Irvin is brought to you by Bet America, America's sportsbook, Jersey Mike's, which Mike loves, a sub above, and by Prop Swap, the great 3-time Super Bowl champion, the Hall of Fame, a number 88, a good buddy, the one and only. Thank God we're talking to him, and we're not talking about Beltran and the Astros scandal anymore. Michael Irvin is with us. Hi, Mike.
Hey, man. That thing is crazy, though, that old scandal thing, man. Oh, my God.
I got a stomachache, Mike. Let me tell you, I do. Thank God
everywhere,
you're
everywhere, though. You can't talk. It's all everybody's talking about, man.
Well,
but I also heard you guys bring it up. Like, wait a minute, dude. I saw Odell smack money in the guy's hand. I'm like, dude, you know the NC2A. Somebody's going to bring this up to the NC2A.
Of course.
Yeah, but if he gives but hold on. But, Mike, if he gives Joe Burrow money, who cares? Joe Burrow's done.
Right. Right.
He's one guy, but though.
Still, it's the optics of it.
Right.
And people
are
going to be saying, we don't want you, we don't want other people feeling like, oh, they can do something like this. And especially doing it on TV.
Yeah.
Where everybody was watching that game. Everybody's watching that game.
It was stupid.
It's a smack in the face. Now, I'm not saying ex-players have never given guys that are there now at their school a couple of dollars. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm not saying that doesn't happen.
Right.
I'm just saying you can't do it on TV. It's akin, and it really trips me out, it's akin to what I'm watching Antonio Brown do. Antonio Brown, I said, wait, TMZ ain't even got to pay you for the video. You just screaming it live. Usually, they got to pay for stuff like this. You know, they pay a lot of money for that kind of footage. You just giving them footage of you being ignorant and crazy. Did you guys see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, look, I just said this. I mean, one of the biggest problem with Odell, I don't think he's a bad guy at all, but he gets involved in these things where the optics never look good, Mike. He's always involved in that kind of thing, right or wrong?
It blows my mind. It blows my mind. But then you have to come back and say to yourself, you know what? This is kind of what it is now. Because really, this generation, everything plays out on social media for them. Everything is social
media.
You know? So they don't even know. They don't even know how to discern, well, what should be live and what shouldn't be live. What, you know,
right,
we should
right.
be doing with front of. They want everybody to see everything, which is really a scary thing.
Mm. Very scary. Yes, it is. It's beyond scary. Mm. I would agree with that.
Michael, the shocking thing over the weekend is what Tennessee has done.
Oh, my God.
What they did to New England, what they did to Baltimore. Can they defeat the Chiefs in Kansas City with that same formula of Derrick Henry's going to run the football for almost 200 yards, but we're not going to ask Ryan Tannehill to do much. He'll have to make a couple of throws, but he's only going to throw the ball 14 times. Can that formula work against the Chiefs?
It worked earlier this year against the Chiefs. You know, even Ryan Tannehill, he threw the ball a little bit in that first game. He threw it much more than he's thrown these last couple of weeks. You know, so absolutely. And it, honestly, that's exactly where the Chiefs' sore spot has been, and stopping the run. And now you have this motor. I keep calling this guy a motor. Mm. You see that commercial?
Yeah, that's no, I know. Yeah, yep.
This dude here is, I mean, God almighty, man. This guy's incredible what he's done for the Tennessee Titans. Joe and Evan, and get this. Here's my thought. And I know everybody would go crazy. And honestly, they will put him on a Salem witch trial and hang him if they can. But I said, if I am Derrick Henry, after that game I had Saturday, I would have gone right. My head of my agent go right in there Sunday and say, my deal is up. Ryan Tannehill deal is up. I would have said, give me my deal before that next week's game. Because let me tell you what. Right. Think about this now. Think about this, guys. Think about this. Ryan Tannehill threw for 88 yards last week, 72 the year before, yep. week before yep. that, 156 yep. yards. Now, when this offseason comes, they'll offer him $30 million a year, and they're going to offer Derrick Henry $12 million a year. He'll get a three-year deal for $36 million, or Ryan Tannehill will get a five-year deal for $150 million. And that, to me, is insane.
Yes.
Insane.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. You know, but just getting back to that whole thing, though, this is a fascinating matchup to me, Mike, because – being the old school guy I am, I love the smash mouth football. Give me that every day. You know, run the ball down your throat and play defense. And that's basically what the Titans do. So now you got this high wire act offensive machine going up against this old school smash mouth, hit you in the face type team. I love this, man. I mean, you couldn't have a better different styles, a better matchup than this.
Right. It's apropos of what we're going through in the NFL right now, as we call this a passing league and making all the rules for the passing teams, and the top four passing teams didn't even make the playoffs, but the top four running teams did make the playoffs, which goes back to the money deal that I was talking about earlier, where we're paying the quarterbacks and we're reducing all of the running backs, but nobody can win without running. That's exactly what you get in this matchup. This is old versus new school, and I mean new school at its top. Because, dude, stop. Let's stop playing. For them dudes to go seven straight drives and end up with touchdowns? The Chiefs, seven straight touchdown drives? I don't think that's ever been done. I don't know. I've never seen, as all the football I've watched, I've never seen anything like that. That's mind-boggling.
How does Bill O'Brien still have a job, by the way? I mean, if I was a Houston Texans fan, I would be screaming. First of all, he doesn't have this team ready to play in the Buffalo game. They got lucky because, you know, Watt made a big play, and then Deshaun took over and won the game for him, okay? So he bailed O'Brien out in that game. And then he does these things, and I know Evan and I disagree on this, but, I mean, at 21-0, 4th-and-1, don't you go for that there? But then you try a fake punt later? I mean,
right.
There was no correlation there to me.
Right. And I said the same thing, Joe. Now, listen, I'm not saying I go for fourth and one.
I would have went for it.
But I tell you what, I'd rather go for fourth and one than go for a fake field
absolutely
goal on my 30.
Absolutely. Fake punt. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. When I do the comparative analysis at 21-7, now at 24-7, now I get them this touchdown. Now they're down 10, and momentum has totally changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you punt that ball on, and you play safe. And I don't know how safe you could have played since they had seven straight drives.
Right. You never stopped. You couldn't stop them ever.
Right. But at least I try to make you go the distance on that. And once that thing got rolling, that's when they couldn't stop them. Early on, they were stopping them. They were stopping them.
Well, they really, if you look at it.
Chiefs were stopping themselves, yeah.
And not only that, Mike, but look, they blocked a punt for a touchdown. Then you had Tyreek Hill drop that. You know, he fumbles that punt that set up another touchdown around a 5-yard line. I mean, that's 14 points right there that Houston got.
Right. And don't be afraid to slow the game down right there. Slow the game down. Now, let's go to your running game. Now, I tell you what, if the Chiefs let the Titans jump out like that, I bet they don't catch up to you. I bet they don't catch. Boy, it'll be a slow day and a fast game. It'll be a slow day, but a fast game, because all they're going to do is hand that thing off to Derrick Henry
and
just let him run downhill, and they'll kill that clock and kill that clock and kill that clock. They won't give you that kind of time. Houston, man, that was a poor coaching all around for me watching that Houston-Texan game. No way it should have come down to that, where they turned around and put up 41 straight points after you got out 21-24-0. Mm.
We're talking to Michael Irvin in his weekly spot. Obviously, Championship Sunday coming up. On the NFC side, what about what Green Bay was able to accomplish? And really, I think one of the more memorable things is how Aaron Rodgers finished the game off. The throw to Devontae Adams, the play to Jimmy Graham, the two first downs on third down that really ended it for Seattle and basically made sure Russell Wilson wasn't getting the football back, because I think there was this feeling you give him another opportunity after they had three straight drives with a touchdown that they were going to be able to come back.
And that's what I said all week, too. I said, and that's why we asked the question on the show, which quarterback would you rather have? I told my producers, I said, that's the toughest question I've ever had, because Russell Wilson, if Russell Wilson got that ball in his hand the last minute, he's going to win the football game. And the only guy I know that I would say, I might take this guy over that guy is Aaron Rodgers. The only other guy that I may take over Russell Wilson with the ball in his hands in the last few seconds, the last drive to go win a game. And Aaron Rodgers, once he got it in his hands, he said, I can't give it back, because he knew if you give it back to Russell, he's going to drive and you're going to lose this game. And they made those plays and won that game. That was a good game, too. That was an incredible game. We got to admit now, we've had some great games.
Yeah, this past weekend wasn't so great as the wild card, though. I mean, when you had, two overtime games, it was a different. You had the Patriots losing Tennessee.
But Baltimore getting beat.
Yeah, but they got whacked, though. But they got whacked.
Yes, and don't you like everybody loves seeing you climb up the mountain, and once you climb up that mountain, the only great story is to watch you come back down the mountain.
Right. No, I understand. No, look, I love seeing Tennessee. Look, I'm rooting for Tennessee here. I'm going to tell you that. I'm rooting for them. I want to see. Let's go to the Niners, too. The Niners, they were running, but they ran the ball down Minnesota's throat. They had that one drive. They had, 14-play drive. Every play was a run.
They ran the ball 47 times.
They went 12 straight runs. 12 straight runs, one drop. 12 straight runs, like boom, boom, boom. Then they dropped the little pass and went right back to the run again. They had 14, 15 runs in that drive, which I didn't think you can do on Minnesota after what I saw Minnesota do to the Saints in the dome. So that part did surprise me, that they were able to run the ball like that. But what San Francisco does, see, you try to beat them with power and speed. But sometimes if you're fast like that and you're trying to get around guys, you're not being blocked by the guy in front of you. So when you go around the guy one way, another guy just comes and scoop you and keep fighting. It's the blocking scheme that Shanahan is designing that are blowing people away. Man to man, that defensive line is much better than that. But when he starts adding all these designer schemes when one guy thinks the guy in front of him is blocking him, and then the other guy comes off.
We lost Mike. You there, Mike?
Well, we are talking to Michael Irvin.
He's back. Here he is.
All right. Go ahead.
You back with us, Mike?
I think we may
have. Did I lose you?
No. Yeah, we lost you for a minute. Are you in the barbershop? You're not in the barbershop, right?
No, I'm here. Actually, I'm Green Bay right now. I'm in the car here to Green Bay to go interview Devontae Adams.
Oh, wow.
Is it cold there right now, Green Bay?
It's actually 20 degrees. So it's 20 degrees. I got my mink. I don't even pull out my mink. But 20, at low of 9, the high of 20, I'm like, hey, man, I just got to risk somebody saying, is that the mink coat you walked in the court with? Yes. It's too cold for me not to have this mink out.
That's great. That's funny. Oh, man.
Only you could get away with a mink. You know what I mean? Only you.
One of the few.
In Green Bay. Yeah. Ain't nobody going to see this in Green Bay. Ain't nobody in Green Bay. But at 9 degrees in Green Bay, that's cold.
Do you take anything, and both of these championship games are rematch from the regular season, in the San Francisco-Green Bay case, the Niners killed them. I mean, it was an absolute blowout. It was a Sunday night, and everybody was shutting the game off. They destroyed them in that game. Do you read that much into these postseason rematches at all?
Well, let me tell you something. I go back to the time we played a team like Arizona. We beat them twice. 35 we scored one game, 38 we scored in the other, come back in the playoffs. We mustered up like 7 points, and they beat us. You know, sometimes when you beat a team that badly in the regular season, you come back, see them in the playoffs. See, what happens is you come back and say, well, let's just do the same things we did. They worked so well.
Right,
but they have things to counter that. And you're sticking on the same game plan, and sometimes it becomes much more difficult. Mm. So the regular seasons are the regular season. I'm not saying that they will have any bearing on this game, but I'm saying that each one of these other teams will have a chance to win the game. Kansas City will have a chance. They lost the first one, and certainly the Packers will have a chance after losing the first one.
Talking to the great Michael Irvin, right? A couple things: Jimmy Johnson in the Hall of Fame. How about that,
dude? That was incredible, man. That really was incredible. I was so. You know, I was in tears. I was so emotional watching it. And then I thought I was 200-300 yards away from the studio in my hotel room watching the game. And I wish I would have known, because I would have gone over, you know what I mean, and been a part of that. I've known Jimmy since I was a little kid, 17, 18 years old. I'm 53 years old now. And I've been around Coach so much, man. In every setting, I've never seen him that emotional. I've never, ever seen him that emotional, man. It was so touching to watch. I was like, wow. And I think he earned it. He's earned that right to be in the Hall of Fame. Now, we just got to get him in the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Isn't that kind of a joke that he's not?
I didn't even know that. He's not in the Cowboy Ring of Honor? Yeah. You got to talk to Jerry. What are you doing? Jerry, come
on.
Well,
everybody's been talking to Jerry. That's exactly what with the way they split up, I guess Jerry just said, I got you hanging over my head enough. I'm not going to literally let you hang over my head in the stadium.
That's a terrible job. That's a terrible job. I mean, are they still – so they're still on the outs now? Jerry and Jimmy still don't talk? Is that what's happening?
Well, and there have been times that people have reported that they have had conversations and everything, But obviously, it's not in the right place. You don't let a man that took you from 3-13, 1-15, to 2 Super Bowls, and you don't put him in the Ring of Honor. I'm hoping they fix that.
But you got to use your you and Troy and Edmund and all of you guys got to go in there and you got to talk to Jerry. You got to straighten him out.
Go over the mansion, have a sleepover, and convince him.
Oh, what are we doing here?
Yeah, we've been trying. We have been trying. We've been trying. You know, you got to make this move. Everybody here has been trying, and I'm hoping now, here's what he has to do now. Now that he's in the Hall of Fame, you got to announce that he's in the Ring of Honor. Almost, you should announce it real soon here.
Right.
And then pick maybe this opening game of the season. The opening game of the season, you're going to put him in at halftime, but have the announcement out there already, because it's just crazy to say you made the Hall of Fame and you're not even in your own.
That's absurd.
What do you think? And this was stunning last night, Luke Kuechly announcing his retirement. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. I'm happy for him that he is in a okay place, but sad to see him go in that sense. Because remember, I love Luke Kuechly, guys. I love him. I always say to people, man, I remember watching Ray Lewis come out, man, and say, that's Ray Lewis. That's a bad dude right there. You know, you watch the Dick Buckles. I said, Ray Lewis like a black Dick Buckles or somebody, knocking everybody out. And then Luke Kuechly came. I said, Luke Kuechly is like a white Ray Lewis. That, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just say, that's how bad this dude is, man. And the times I've gotten to talk with him, he's just such a great dude, man, a class act. You know, you hate to see him go, and you know how much it hurts. Only 8 years of playing, you know how much it hurts him to go. But for what he suffered through and the concussions and everything, it's probably the best decision, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's okay, and he's walking away while he's okay.
Jason Garrett, the OC of the Giants, do you see that happening?
He's out there with you guys.
Yeah, he's met with them with today. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you guys know sometimes in this business, and there are a couple of people that you would say did much better jobs as offensive coordinators even as they did than they did as a head coach. You know, Norv Turner to me is one of the greatest offensive coordinators I've ever
He was
been
tremendous.
Around.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, he's tremendous as offensive coordinator.
Not a great head coach.
But maybe things didn't work out so well for him as a head coach. And maybe some of that is what coach – because when you're an offensive coordinator, there's a lot of pressure that's off of you. There's not as much pressure on you, and hopefully – That might be the situation for Coach Garrett.
Mm. No, I agree with you. There's a long list of guys who are much
long
better
list.
Coordinators than head coaches.
Long list.
So what are we looking at for the Super Bowl?
What are you
thinking?
What do you got, Mike?
Well, I had San Francisco over Baltimore, and I did that maybe in week 7-8 when I saw guys and how they not just play other. But now I got San Francisco still getting in. And I think Kansas City are getting in. I think that'll be an interesting Super Bowl. But the only way they're going to stop Derrick Henry, as you asked me that earlier, is if I'm on that defense, I go over the offense and say, hey, man, y'all know we can't tackle this dude. So y'all got to take him out of the game. But you got to do – you got to come up with some big plays early. You got to put some early points on the board and take out of the game like they took the running game away from Baltimore.
Mm. We shall see. Michael, great talking to you.
Mike, it is always a pleasure, man. You know that.
No.
Always great talking to you guys. And I apologize when I'm on the cell phone.
No, we get it. You're traveling.
I enjoy the conversation.
Well, it's
so
cold.
Much,
it's cold in Green Bay, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's freezing out. It's freezing.
You're not exactly, you're not exactly on South Beach right now. I understand.
Yeah. I get it, man. All right, John.
See you
All
later.
Right, Mike. Take care, man.
The great Michael Irvin here in his weekly spot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.